Well, it's been great on our kind of a 9-day tour, if you will, fall tour, kind of spread out for a longer period of time, make it a little easier, and we've enjoyed it very much in our final 10 minutes of being on the road and then back with you back home tomorrow morning. We're here at the Traverse City Tourism Office, but we're keeping track of other things going on, including with the Michigan Department of Transportation, MDOT, of course, and Rob Morosi is standing by with some important information regarding the Second Avenue Bridge. Rob, welcome back to the Paul W. Smith Show. How are you?
I am great, Paul. Thank you so much. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I'm surrounded by Michigan beauty, and the fall colors are starting to happen. It's all good. It's all good.
Now, both directions of
I-94 between I-75 and I-96 remain closed as crews are working on the Second Avenue Bridge. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so actually what they're doing out there is they're doing the second stage of what we call post-tensioning. And really what this is involving is just to ensure that the cables are reinforced to support, which will eventually become the bridge's driving surface for vehicular traffic, the non-motorized components, barrier walls, things of that nature. So it's really just part of the procedural steps that need to be made. And come tomorrow morning, I did check in the field this morning, and all the indications are we should have that section of I-94 opened by 4 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Well, that's good news. That's certainly good news because it's always a hassle when things close and when people have to find other ways. So we're happy to hear that by 4 o'clock tomorrow morning, they're going to be open again. The post-tensioning process is required to reinforce the cables that support the bridge's driving surface and barrier walls, as Rob just gave us a little primer on bridges. And this new Second Avenue structure is apparently the first network-tied arch bridge built in Michigan. Explain to me what that means.
Well, what it really means is essentially the design. So the actual hanger cables that support the bridge are done diagonally, and they crisscross. And what that does is it adds more redundancy to the strength of the cables holding up the structure. We anticipate, Paul, this bridge to last 60, 70 years. And obviously, you need that strength to be able to suspend that bridge in the air for, the next, six decades we're looking at. So it really needs to be done under a closed environment for the safety of the motoring public and the workers. Now, I realize the freeway closure for the last few days has been very, very challenging for people. The motorists along 94, we just hope that they know that this was done for their safety. But things are progressing as planned, and we should have that opened up tomorrow with that bridge safely suspended above the freeway.
Yeah. And it means with those crossings, the crossed wiring, or however, I'm not explaining it well, but it means that with this design, they don't need a center pier.
And that is pivotal. That's strictly why this design was chosen. Sure, aesthetically, the bridge is pleasing, but not having that center pier really allows us the flexibility in the future when we go to replace that Lodge 94 interchange. It allows for a lot more, flexibility in the design. When we get rid of those cumbersome left lane exit and entrance ramps at the Lodge interchange and replace them in the future with standard right lane movement, it's going to do so much for decreasing crashes in that area as well as improved mobility.
Rob Morosi, Department of Transportation, MDOT, Michigan Department of Transportation. And it seems to be a trend now, Rob, that in this case, again, the skeleton of the bridge was actually built off-site at the Wayne State University Palmer parking lot. This is kind of becoming a trend now, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, it really what it does, allowing us to build such an innovative bridge. I mean, it's a very complex structure to build. And by building it in the parking lot of the university, really for close to 2 years, allowed us to not interfere with traffic every day on I-94 at the right near the Lodge Freeway. So building it offsite, again, was more done for the ability to have people move freely through that area without having continuous lane closures or freeway closures that would need to be in place when building this type of structure. So Wayne State's been an incredible partner. Really, they have just been so good to us. And we're really, really going to be so happy at the latter part of this year when we can deliver that bridge and allow those students to cross the freeway freely on that new structure heading into campus.
Excellent. Anything else we need to know, Rob, before I let you go?
Tomorrow morning, we're going to have eastbound. We're going to have still one lane closed from 96 to the Lodge. That's for continuing work on some of the bridges in that area. But the freeway will be open. There will be no more detours.
Good news there. Thanks for delivering it. We appreciate it, Rob. Thanks so much.
You bet. Have a great day.
You too. Rob Morosi, Michigan Department of Transportation, MDOT, with the very latest that you needed to know on the 2nd Avenue Bridge. And we're happy with our relentless positive radio to bring you the good news that after 4 o'clock tomorrow morning should be all systems go.